Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk. Every Friday, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and worldwide at www.sheffieldlive.org.
Where the Dursleys are followed.
To welcome you back to the second half of Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live. That is Revolver, a band of women using their artistic vision and platform to promote gender equality and inclusivity while making impactful music. So says their website, and indeed that is exactly what they do. They are made up of Janice Burns, Holly Clark, Kathy Geldard and Amy Thatcher, and they are wonderful. And that is their second single. It just came out at the end of last week, I believe, and it's called Mammoth Party. Revolver, catch them if you can. Can Live. Wonderful, wonderful music. Sam?
Will Finn and Rosie Calvert will be on at Cafe Number 9 tonight, actually. They're on at Cafe Number 9. There's just a few tickets left, and they're a fantastic duo. Let's hear them now. This is The Cottage's Reply.
This old house and a piece of ground. You and your wife, you've always planned to settle down in Cotswold land. Well, you'd best come in and you'd best sit down. It's such a long drive from London town. Will you have some tea now while I tell the reasons why I will not sell? Gained at far too high a price for me to gaily sign away what others toiled for night and day. They hammered bluestone by the yard and found the rent when times were hard. They lived and died beneath sun, tending fields you're gazing on. Well, they're all gone, but as for me, the wild hare still runs as free. And at dusk the badger travels still, ancestral highways on the hill. I am as Cotswold bred as these, and I still need these fields and trees. I need the soil that bore my race and holds their bones beneath this pay 500 grand for this old house and a piece of land. Well, London's about 4 hours for me, but in your 4x4 you'll do it in 3.
Finn and Rosie Calvert with the great Frank Mansell, the Cotswold poet's poem, The Cottage's Reply. And speaking of poets, I'm going to play one now. And this is also for my mum, Margaret, who turned 75 a couple of days ago. I'm about to play, in some ways, the ultimate combination of Irish craftspeople for mum. Her favourite Irish poet, Seamus Heaney, who I think she would probably say is her favourite poet in the world, with the exception of my sister Kate, her daughter. But Seamus Heaney means so much to my mum, Margaret. So I'm going to play this for her. And Seamus Heaney here in collaboration with my mum's probably favourite Eland Piper, Liam O'Flynn. Liam O'Flynn would have turned 81 today. Sadly no longer with us, but one of the most gifted Eland Pipers of all time. And he collaborated with Seamus Heaney on this amazing album. It's called The Poet and the Piper. The opening track is called The Given Note. and then Port Nobuki, the classic slow air. Here are Seamus Heaney and Liam O'Flynn.
On the most westerly blasket, in a dry stone hut, he got this air out of the night. Strange noises were heard by others who followed, bits of a tune coming in on loud weather, though nothing like melody. He blamed their fingers and ear as unpracticed, their fiddling easy, for he had gone alone into the island and brought back the whole thing. The house throbbed like his full violin. So whether he calls it spirit music or not, I don't care. He took it out of wind, off mid-Atlantic. Still, he maintains, from nowhere. It comes off the bow gravely, rephrases itself into the air.
Mairead Green there, lovely Scottish accordion player, singer, and very talented person indeed. The new album is called Chiam, which means time, and you have some information from that, James.
Yeah, quite a beautiful creation there from Mairead Green, who, as well as being a great accordion player, as Sam said, is also a visual artist and a composer, and identifies most with composing music when time feels slow. And she says, when writing music and painting often transport her to mindful state, they're a form of meditation for me, and I feel so fortunate to have this in my life to bring me to the here and now, being present and in that moment. Well, it's a beautiful record indeed, and it comes out in May, I believe. Chiam is the name, which is Gaelic for time, and the first track we heard there was called Old Dawny. Absolutely beautiful stuff from Mairead Green. Well, I promised you a child ballad. I can't tell you that I know much about this one, and the only recording I could find was the great Steel I Span. So we're going to go from the sublime to the ridiculous, in a way, from the meditative music of Mairead Green into some good old-fashioned folk rock from an album which some people don't rate as highly as other Steel I Span albums, but you might be a fan of Rocket Cottage. If you are, let us know. But it's time for the jingle.
Friday's Child.
Friday's Child, that's me.
A child ballad every Friday.
Well, there's a reason you probably haven't heard many recordings of Sir James the Rose. I don't think we'd say it's one of the crucial child ballads, Sam, and it's certainly not been recorded very much, but Francis James Child did include it, and it is number 213 in his collection. And it opens with the account of someone called Sir James the Rose talking about his love for somebody called Matilda, and how her family tried to marry her off and how he killed her brother for spying on them. That is the synopsis of this song. I say Rocket Cottage wasn't terribly successful for Steel I Span. It was a bit confused as a record, I think is fair to say. And it doesn't rate particularly highly in lists of favourites. Having said that, there are some really good tracks on it. See what you make of their version. And I'm very grateful they recorded it. Otherwise, we'd have Nowt to play you for 213. This is Sir James the Rose, Child Ballad 213, from Rocket Cottage and Steel I Span.
And trees turned him bright, round about, rolled him in the bracken. And he has gone to take a sleep in the lowlands of Loch Laggan. He had not well gone out of sight, nor was he past Will Streatham, when 24 belted knights came riding o'er the Leven. Or have you seen Sir James the Rose, the young heir of Loch Laggan? He has killed a gallant scribe, we're sent out to take him. Where shall I go? Where shall I run? Where shall I go for to hide me? For I have killed a gallant scribe, and they're seeking for to slay me. See the bank above the mill in the lowlands of Loch Laggan, and there you'll find Sir James the Rose sleeping in the bracken. You must not wake him out of sleep, nor yet must you affright him. Just run a dart right through his heart and through the body pierce him. They sought the bank above the mill in the lowlands of Loch Laggan, and there they found Sir James the Rose sleeping in the bracken. Where shall I go? Where shall I run? Where shall I go for to hide me? For I have killed a gallant squire, and they're seeking for to slay me. Sir John the Graham, who had the charge of keeping, it'll never be said, dear gentlemen, we killed him while he's sleeping. They seized his broadsword and his targe, closely him surrounded, and when he woke out of his sleep, his senses were confounded. Now they have taken out his heart, stuck it on a spear. They took it to the House of Mar and gave it to his ear. Where shall I go? Where shall I run? Where shall I go for to hide him? For I have killed a gallant squire, and they're seeking for to slay me.
This is a very old Scottish pipe tune and song about the Battle of Flodden, which took place rather a long time ago. It's a lament for the young men who died at the Battle of Flodden, and the whole of the border area of Scotland was completely wiped out of young men. The name they gave the young men was the Floods of the Forest, and that's the song, the Floods of the Forest.
Herdon Hulton at our Yonelkin lassies at the Littleton before dawn a day. No, there's a moaning on Ilka Green.
Gawkin there with the flowers of the forest, that version from Revolution, the box set, 1969 to 1983, and that's from the first CD, which I think is 1969 to 1971.
I'm gonna 1973.
There we go.
You have it. Gee, it's nice to be reminded of that, Sam. We spent so much time a few months ago looking through that amazing set, and it's really lovely to be reminded of that. I'm going to play you now some beautiful new music from a duo made up of Archie Churchill Moss, who you will know if you're on this side of the pond, and Ireland's Moya Sweeney. She is from County Tyrone. And Moya Sweeney and Archie Churchill Moss have just released an EP called From the R, and it is exquisite. Two melodeons, or diatonic accordions, I should say, played together, some exploring the possibilities of that instrument, both as a tune instrument and an accompaniment instrument. And Moya and Archie are just playing beautifully together. The first track on the EP was written for the man, the Dutch accordion player who made both of the accordions you're about to hear. And it is, his name is Franz, and the first tune is called For Franz. So here it is. ¶¶
skijan na pačni po, paša kove ko.
We're celebrating the wonderful music and wonderful voice of Moya Brennan today on the program. She passed away this week, and we played quite a bit of Clannad in the first half. In this half, we're playing a couple of tracks of Moya Brennan in her solo mode, which she was fantastic at doing. And that was one of Sam's choices. It comes from an album she made called Heartstrings, and she was accompanied there by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, and it was Alistair McCullough. And we have a request from one of our regular listeners, Nikki, who wanted to hear this particular song. It's a very special one, Nikki, indeed. And it comes out to you from myself and Sam. It is Moya Brennan with from an album she made with Cormac de Barra called Voices and Harps. And let's not forget, of course, that Moya Brennan was also a very accomplished harpist. Here she is with She Moved Through the Fair. Thank you.
Ship was kindness.
wonderful new music from the very talented Leeds guitarist Chris Brain. And thank you very much to Chris for sending that into the program. The new album will be called Red Sun Rising, and that is the second single, I think, and it's called Kinds of Kindness. Absolutely lovely. Sam?
I already had a track from this artist on the program to hopefully promote their tour, but unfortunately, I've just heard some news that they've had to cancel due to tonsillitis and sinusitis and all of that. So hopefully we will see Ruth Notman soon. But in the meantime, here she is with the Squire of Tamworth.
From Tamworth we hear, he courted a nobleman's daughter so dear, and for to get married it was their intent. All friends and relations had given their consent. Appointed for their wedding day, and the farmer was chosen to give her away. But when that young farmer this lady did spy, on my heart this fair lady, the lady did cry. So instead of getting married, she took to her bed, with the thoughts of that young farmer still ran in her head. And thoughts of that young farmer still ran in her mind. So with a way for to gain him quickly, a coat, waistcoat and trousers she then did put on. And then she went a-hunting with her dog and her gun. She hunted all around where this farmer did dwell, for she knew in her heart that she loved him so well. It's often she's fired, but nothing could kill, till at length a young farmer came into the field. And for to go and talk with him, it was her intent. So with a dog and her gun off to meet him, I thought you would have been at the wedding, she cried, to wait upon your squire and to give him his bride. But no, said the farmer, the truth to you I'll tell, I couldn't give her away, for I love her so well. The lady was pleased to hear that farmer so bold, that she handed him a glove that was studded with gold, and told him she had found it whilst walking along, while she was a-hunting with her dog and her gold. Lady went home with her heart full of love, and she gave out a notice that she'd lost her glove. And the man who should find it and bring it to me should find it, his jewel I will be. Now that they are married, and I'll tell all of Fawn how she hunted her young farmer with her dog and her gun. So now that she has got him tied well in her snare, she'll enjoy him forever. I'll vow and declare.
Ruth Notman, that is all we've got time for today on Thank Goodness It's Folk. Thank you so much for joining us. It'll be me without Sam next week because Sam's off on a little holiday, but I shall be here with you. So do join me next week on Thank Goodness It's Folk. And Sam, we're going to leave everybody with the wonderful Ian Carr, who I believe you have at your very own house concert series.
Yeah, yes, that'll be tonight, James. He was coming with Laura Wilkie, as many of you will have known, but unfortunately Laura's had to pull out now. But so he's bringing with him the wonderful Ailish Shaw from the Poozies and Sugar Nifty. So that'll be fantastic. So come and join us tonight if you can, and I shall see you in a few weeks' time.
Take care, folks. Here's Ian Carr with his wonderful "I Like Your Taste in Music." Well, we like yours too, Ian. See you next week.
Listen to your records. tasty music.
Tell me real deep.